Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schuss for Tinoch Bas Esther Michal, and for Yocheved Feiga Bas Michal Dispasia, Rachel Gitman Naomi, Hanna Gittel Bas Naomi Eliza, Psoshach Leisrael, Rachel Bas Sultan Odet, for Shalim, Psoshach Leisrael, Yitzhak Ben Baracha, Rev Moshe Ben Rezel, for Shalshach Leisrael, and Nishmas Mars Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Gemara in Zvochim says, at the very beginning, on the Mishnah, commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah opens up by saying that Kol haZvochim shenizbuchu shelo lishman ksherim. All sacrifices which were slaughtered not for their own sake are valid, except they don't count for their honor towards the fulfillment of the obligation, except for the Pesach and Chatas, which are completely invalidated if they're not brought for their own sakes. So in that, the Gemara asks, Lama the Mishnah El Shalom Elder, why do the Tanna need to teach, except that they don't count for the owner towards the fulfillment of his obligation, listening to Lala Baal M'Shem Choyva? Let them say, but they do not count for the owner towards the fulfillment of his obligation. What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Ela shelo alu. Instead of saying ela shelo alu, why don't you instead say vilo alu? So, you should always be as much bekitzer as possible. So here also, you should have been makbid on the kitzer and say a lashon of vilo alu. Says the Gemara. So this is telling us that it's only to the owners that these sacrifices are considered defective, in that they don't count towards the fulfillment of their obligations, but they remain in their original state of sanctity. And is therefore still prohibited to make any further changes. So the longer formulation teaches us that it's only to the owners that these sacrifices are considered effective, to lo al l'shem choyva, because they don't count towards the fulfillment of obligation, but they still remain holy, and therefore you're not allowed to make further changes. So don't do the other avodos with the intention for any other type of offering. So the only damage the sacrifice sustains, that the carbon is damaged insofar that the owner isn't yotzei his obligation through this carbon, but in all other areas it retains its original level of kedusha. So don't do any other avodas shelo lishma. And this is like Rava, because Rava teaches us that if you bring an ola shelo lishma, Asr Lizrak Dama Shalal Shema. It was Shechted Shalal Shema. Ola Sheshachted Shalal Shema. Shechted it Shalal Shema. Don't be Zorek the Dam Shalal Shema. So it's still an Ola. So make sure that the Zrik is also Lishma. Even though you didn't do the Shechita Lishma, but make sure the Zrik is Lishma. Iba Yisem is Svarav. Iba Yisem is Yisem Akrop. If you want, I'll give you a svar, and if you want, I'll give you a pasuk. Iba yisem a svar mishim dishaniba. Kol hani lishaniba v'leizel. If you wish, you can say it's learned from logic as follows. Just because he made one change in the offering of this carbon when he slaughtered it, shelo lishma, why should he go on and make changes in all the other avodas? It's aser to do any avoda shelo lishma. Since it's a valid offering, even though it's shelo lishma, so it's still subject to the halacha that it must be offered lishma. Just because you violate one rule doesn't mean you have to violate them all. Good lesson for life. Yiba yisema kara, and if you want, you can say, I learned from that pasuk. Shteitin pasuk, moitzus vosecha tishmor, yasisa kasher nadar, Hashem lekechem davar emerges from your lips, you shall observe and carry out, just as you vowed to Hashem, your God, a donation. Hainadava, is this anadava? Pasuk says, what emerges from your lips, most sevatishmor, you should observe. Ve'asisa, you should do kasher nadata, Hashem Elokecha, is you vow to Hashem, nedava. Is this a nedava? Makitam. Neder, it's a neder. The Pasuk's talking about a neder. Neder is hare alai. So he has to bring a carbon. But not any carbon. But any carbon. Hare alai, he has to bring it. Nedav is hare zu, this one. And if it gets lost, if the designated animal gets lost, in the case of Neder, he has to bring another one. In the case of Nadav, he doesn't, because he said this animal. So why does it call it a Neder and a Dava? Ella, in Kamash and Adalta, Sisa, if it's you vowed, you did, because you were a marker of the carbon, the Shema, Yehi Neder, it's a Neder, Vimloi. And if you don't do as you vowed, rather, you offered it for a different carbon. Nedava yehe. Will be treated as a nedava, as if you had donated this offering in addition to your neder. Rashi, m'kamish nedata sisa shavad avodase l'shma. You did the avodah l'shma, then yehe neder, it's taka neder. And v'yalazel v'nedarecha, and this will be other than neder. V'ma v'yeh nedava. Otherwise, it will be like a dava. Kilos nedavta zel adava acheres v'ol Hashem harishayna. It's as if this was a different nedava, and it doesn't count for the first one, but it's still considered a carbon. And now the Gemara gets the key words. Nedava mishari l'shnuyeh v'na, was it permitted to take any change? To make any change in offering a nedava? V'ad anish? Definitely not to make a change? The Gemara, of Tesom Beis, going to learn that it's usher to do the avoda of any carbon, including an adava, with the improper kavana. So, since we learn that a carbon which is damaged, having been offered lo lishma, is treated as an adava, we see that you're not allowed to even offer an adava for a different carbon. See Rashi. Kevin Rachmana Kain Adava, Mishai Lashneva, since the Torah calls it a Dava, you're allowed to change. I'm in a parakshen, you also Khashi Bukachin. You're not allowed to be Mechashi Bukachin. In other words, you're not allowed to do the Avoda. With bad machshava, with the improper machshava. Vachim midrashka, this is how we dash them. Motzi sechatishma v'asisa, as ye neder, asher nadarta. You did as you're supposed to, it's a neder. And if you didn't do as you're supposed to, it's a nedava. The Gemara is assuming, based on the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes, that a nedava can't be for any. You're not allowed to be machashiv. You're not allowed to be improper machshava for an adava. So once you, if you do it right, then it's a neder. It's your yotzei your neder. If you don't do it right, it's an adava. This neder now turns into an adava. And adava, you can't have an improper machshava. So you're right. You nedavized it by having the improper machshava the first time. You're not allowed to vayter have an improper machshava, because even for nedavas, you're not allowed to have an improper machshava. So Lashon of Rashi in the sugya in the Dava Mishara the Shnuye Bay is the Kevin the Rachmana Kari in the Dava, since the Torah calls it in the Dava Mishara the Shnuye Bay, are you allowed to make a change? Are you allowed to bring it Shavol Lishma? I'm reading Perek Sheni, we say later on Asir L'chashev V'kachim V'yelef Mikot Olei Choshev, since you're not allowed to bring a puzzle thought when you bring the kachim, and it's learned from Lo Yechashev. Ad kan midivrei Rashi, umuvur midivrei Rashi, shegam b'she'ar ha-korbanot, even other korbanot, shenizbuchu shelo l'shman, that their din is that they're not puzzle, just shelo l'balam shem choyva, the person is over on Lo yechoshev, when if he's choshev machshavas shelo lishman, that's Rashi. That it applies to any carbon that were nizbach shelo lishman, and the din is that they're not puzzle. Just to all the bialim shem choiva, he's over on lo yechoshev, he's choshev machshavas shelo lishman. Chatzim sofer, and choshev mishpot, and simon reish dalad in the hashmatos. Writes Bepshitus, based on the Rambam in Psulei Mikdashim 18:1, Shemi Piashmu Alamdu Shebechla Lab Delo Yechoshev Shlo Yafsid Hakotshim B'Machshova. We have a tradition that, including the Lab of Lo Yechoshev, is that one should not destroy Kotshim with an improper thought. Shareze Doimel Matil Mum BeKotshim, because this is like somebody who places a mum, a blemish, in the kachim. So according to this Chasim Sofer, the lav of lo yechoshev is only shaykh b'machshevet shaloi lishma of a chatas and a pesach, that the korban is nifso legamre, it's kematil mum, aval b'sha'ar zvochim, Shemachshevus shaloi lishma ain't a poiseles. Dr. Chasim Sofer, if we're talking about other zvachim, that the machshav of lo lishma doesn't passel, it's not mafsid dekachim, it's not matil amum, you're not over on lo yechoshev. So it comes out that according to the Chasim Sofer, you're only over on lo yechoshev when you have a machshevus shaloi lishma. On a korban, pesach, and mechatos that are going to be completely passel, because that's kimatul mum bekotchim. However, if one is not in the category of being matul mum bekotchim, for example, any other korban besides pesach and mechatos, where it's not going to be possible, it's going to be kosher, just all the Baalim Shem Choyva, you're not over on Lo Yechoshev. So it's not like Rashi. Rashi says that an old Korban is over on Lo Yechoshev, even if the Korban isn't going to be possible. But the Chasim Sofer learns not like that, based on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that it's a problem of Lo Yechoshev not to be Mafsid Kotshim. So this is called a Hefsid of Kotshim. When you think of Machshava, of Shalom Lishma, that's going to completely passel the carbon. But again, if it's not completely passeling the carbon, then you are free of the yisur of lo yechoshev. That's the Chasim Sofer, who learns based on the Rambam, not like Rashi. Gevaldik. Ayein sham heitev b'divrei Chasim Sofer be Choshen Mishpat, Siman Reish Dalet, Vashmatos. The Rambam himself, in the 15th parak of Psulei Mukdoshim, Halacha Gimel, writes, Osur Lechashiv Bekotshim, Machshav Sheina Nechoina, Kamo Sheyizboer, Lefikach Zevach Sheshachtoi Shaloi Lishmoi, Chayev Lahashlim Shara Voidois Lishmon. So we see in the Rambam Gufa like Rashi, because the Rambam says that you're not allowed to be Machashev in Kotshim, a Machshava that's not correct, and therefore a Zevach that you shechted Shalom Lishmo, you have to be Mashlim, the other Avoidus Lishman. If you did Shalom Lishmo on the first one, then you have to do the rest of them Lishma. Why? It's not going to pass the carbon. The answer is like Rashi, there's an Isra of Lo Yechoshev, even if you're not passing the korban. And the Rambam writes here, Kemoshe Yizboer, that you're not allowed to be Mechashev and Machshov and She'ina Nechoina, Kemoshe Yitbaer, Kavanat HaRambam is to the 18th perek that we mentioned before. 18:1 of Psulei Mukdoshim, as the Kesef Mishnah notes. She called a mechashev machshava she'ena nechoina b'kotshim is over and lo yechoshev. Shemi pi Shmuel lamdu shebechla lo yechoshev shlo yavsid kotshim b'machshava. V'nimtza shemivuach lehedya midivrei Rambam that is zevach that was nishechted shelo lishmo. After he mashed in the other avodas lishmo b'shem lo yechoshev, that even though it's not going to be nifsal legamrei, nevertheless, since it's la'alu b'ilum l'shem choiva. But it's still kosher. It's included in the lav of lo yechoshev. Doesn't have to be nifsa legamre. Just the very fact that you're having an improper thought by kotshim already passes it. Already is an avera. It's an avera d'oraisa of lo yechoshev. And that's like Rashi, and not like the Chasam Sofer, who says that you're only over on Lo Yechoshev if you're the Gamrei Pasal of Karbon. And the Geder is, explains Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba, we've been Zeicha to be going through its Shi'urim, which are Mesukim B'dvash V'Noifes Tzufim. Rashi writes in Psochim, and of Samachom at Beis, Dibur Masr Shekhen Noyek, Psuloi Bechol HaKazvochim, Oi Livsol Lagamre Bepesach Bechatas, O Livsol Me'alos Lebailo Meshem Choyva Bishar Zvochim. Reshagam Bishar Zvochim, Rashi here writes, that when you have a Machshav Shal Shema, you're either passing it Lagamre, or you're passing it from being oil the Bible and the Shem Choiva. So even Bishar Zvochim, Mashalo oil the Bible and the Shem Choiva is a chalois psul. It just isn't possible agamre. It's just possible me alois the Bible and the Shem Choiva. That's what Rashi writes. O lifsol me alois the Bible and the Shem Choiva Bishar Zvochim. The psul is that it's not oil the bayil l'shem choiva. That's also a psul, even though it's still valid, it's still kosher. But the very fact that it's ain oil the bayil l'shem choiva, that itself is a partial psul. וכן מבור מדברי הרמב״ם בריש פרק י"ג מיוחס פסולים מוקדשים וכמו שכוסף הכסף משנה מביר דברי הרמב״ם עין שם. So that's the gather that it's a partial psul. ומכיוון שכן, so the shlav of לא יחושה ושייך even if it's שלא לשמה in other zvachim besides Pesach and Chatas. Since through the machshava is a chalois psul on the carbon, it's considered hefseid kachim, and it's like being matim wumba kachim. It's not totally valid. That's matim mum. However, midivrei ha'tosfos. The Kamon with Abdallah Omer Aleph. The Dibur Amaschil, the Yeshna and Achar Misa. It's mashma like the Chasim Sofer. Mi wakati lo yada drosh at the Motzis Fasecha, the Mino Nafke Isser Lishnui Ekoidesh. The Shinui Koidesh. So the Isser, the Shinui Koidesh, is mitzad the Pasuk of Motzis Fasecha Tishma. And not Mishum lo Yechoshev. And that's like the Chasim Sofer, that Lo Yechoshev doesn't apply to other korbanos. Lo Yechoshev only applies to the Pesach and the Chatas, that are psulim legamre. Okay, so we have before us a Machlekes Rishonim. Now in Rashi in Menachos and Daf Beis Amud Beis, where he writes Menadavim Yishari V'Shnuyeba Zelashon Rashi Ve'Aksiv Im Zevach Shlomim Korbonoi Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. It says Im Zevach Shlomim Korbonoi, if your korban is a Zevach Shlomim, the zvicha has to be l'shem shlomim, and not for another carbon. V'yein b'beis ha-levi, b'chelek alef simen lamed ois tesvov, shebi'er b'kavanat Rashi, that Rashi there didn't say the problem of doing shalol l'shemaz mishum lo yechoshev, because since the carbon was already shechted shalol l'shemaz, it's not oil abayim l'shem choyvo, oi bazoi, when you're mechashev afterwards in the zrika shalol l'shma, you're not moisif any hefsek to the korban. Anyway, it's not oil abayil m'shem choyvim mitzal ha-shechita shalol l'shma. And therefore, you're not over in the zrika shalol l'shma in the lab of lo yechashev. And therefore, Rashi was compelled to explain that the pasukim zevach shlom korban, that the zvicha dav zayin has to be l'shem shlomim. Elu toirev divrei beis ha-levi sham. Now Rashi, there, Be'oisei Omud, Lahalon Dibar Maschel Michti Machshava, writes that the psul of Shalol Lishma is learned from the pasuk of Lo Yechoshev. So why did Rashi say that earlier in Dibar Maschel Gabi Nedava, and the Nedava Mishar L'Shnuyebe, also Mishim Lo Yechoshev? So from this we see like the Beis HaLevi, since it was already passled, when it was shechted shalol l'shma, you're not maksid kochem ayde zrika shalol l'shma, you're over in lav lo yechoshev. And therefore, Rashi had to say that the pasukim zevach shalom karbonai. The only problem is that we understand the first Rashi. What about the later Rashi? Michti Machshava, that the psul of Shalol Lishma is learned from the pasuk of Lo Yechoshev. We see that even in the second Machshava Latova, the second in improper Machshava, you're over in Lo Yechoshev. And so to be so on the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim 15:3, Ule Devreim Yikshe Kushyas HaBeis HaLevi. Shimkein, Eich Shaykh Bezeis Yom Mafsid Kodshim. You're not Mafsid anything. The Hefsid was already done. So how are we going to learn Pshat and Rashi, where he says that the Yerovan Lo Yechoshev, the damage was already done? So to answer the kash of the Beis HaLevi, would appear as follows. In the Kovetz HaOros, in Simen Zayin Ois Dalet in Hay, he asks, V'chein koshe v'divrei ha-toises besugim v'perek elu nairis, shekosu v'dishnei chutei lovet shel tzemen, shari b'pishtin, במקום תחילס, מטיימא דמיגו, אבל אליו הייתיימא, היה צורך להתיר שני חוטים האחרים מפישתם ולא מצמא. ותאמא לכוירו, והידי תחילס כבר נעשה כל כליים. ואיזו הבדל יש בזה אם יתר אחר כך שני חוטים צמא לא פישתם. ובכל נעס, that we see in Tosfos, two places, that if you have two chutim, two strings of lavan that are made of wool, it's mutter to tie it together with a pishtim garment, with a flax garment, if you also have two chotim of tcheles. Because of migu, what's the migu? The migu that you're ready over on shatnez with the tcheles, because the tcheles is wool. So since you're ready over on shatnez with the wool, with the tcheles wool, memela doesn't bother us that the two strings of white are also wool. Because migu that you're ready over, so it doesn't bother us to add on the chutim of lavan. Because you have a migu. But it's mashma that if not for the migu that you already have a heter, migu that it's already permitted out to the lavan, out to the tcheles, so now you can put on the lavan. But if not for this reason, if not for this migu, you would have to put two chutim of pishtan and out of tzemer. V'hu teima l'choyla. This doesn't seem to make sense. Why doesn't this seem to make sense? Because once you already have a shanis garment, so why does it matter that you're adding on two more strings? You already have two strings that make it shanis. So two more strings. What's the big deal? It's already shanis. What are the extra two strings going to add? So we have a migu, mitoich shehuter. For the mitzvah of tcheles, you have a mitzvah of tcheles. So mitoich shehuter for the mitzvah of tcheles, migu shehuter. For the mitzvah of tcheles, it's also mutter to add on the white strings of tzemer. Even though you could theoretically make them pishtan, but migu that they were permitted for the mitzvah of tchela, for the mitzvah of tcheles, so we're also going to permit it for the for the chutei lavan. We need to come on to this migu. Migu that it's permitted for the mitzvah, so then you're also allowed to put white strings. What do you need the migu for? It's already tchela. It's already a shani's garment. So, What are the two white strings going to add? The two white strings don't make it any worse. A tcheles garment is a tcheles garment. A shanis garment is a shanis garment. So it's already a shanis garment. So who cares that there's more tzemer strings? It's already a shanis garment. So what do you even have to come out to the migul for? So the base, so the kovetz he'oros wanted to say that every chut makes an iser kalayim b'fnei atzma. And therefore, these two chutei lavan of tzemer are an additional iser of kalayim that the Torah didn't allow. And therefore, you need to come on to the migu. You have to say that since migu patras the bag, migu that the, since the tcheles patras the baged, the tzemer of tcheles patras the baged, meaning that kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and there's no iser shatnez. So since for tcheles we allow the shatnez, so for lavan we also allow the shatnez. That's why I have to come on to the migu, because every chut is an iser kalayim b'fnei atzma. So Since every chut is an Isser Kalayim b'fnei atzmo, you would say that two chutim of Lavan of Tzemer would be Aser. Because you're adding on more Kalayim. But Kalashan, we have a Migu. The Migu for Tcheles, we patter Tcheles. Tcheles isn't the problem of Shatnez. And so the Tcheles is Tzemer, so it's not a problem of Shatnez when it's connected to the Pishtan, garment. So to the Lavan. That's very difficult to accept. That every string will be an Isser Kalayim b'fnei atzma. Every string is an Isser Kalayim b'fnei atzma. The lomit labesh kol kach tov al kli asecha. The Kovetz Aris also asked in this kasha. So again, we'd like to understand why Tosis has to say that there's a migu. It's migu. That the two chutei tzemer the two chutim of tzemer shel tcheles are okay. Mishum mitzis tcheles. You're allowed to put two strings of tzemer, of tcheles tzemer on this pishtin beget. So you're also allowed to do two chutei lavan. That's the migul. Migul that we permitted for the mitzvah by tcheles, we also permitted for the mitzvah by lavan. Otherwise, if you're not for this migul, you would say it's no good. Why not? Because each string, Rabbi Chana wants to say that each string adds the nisr of shatnez, but that's difficult to understand. So why don't we just say poshut? You don't have to come on to any migul. Migul that it's mutter for the mitzvah of tcheles, it's also mutter for the migul that we're matir tcheles for the mitzvah of tzitzis, or also matir the love and being tzemer for the mitzvah of tzitzis, even though it's shatnez. Don't come on to any migul. Say once you're ready matir for tcheles, so the love and isn't adding. Lavan isn't adding anything. You don't need to say migus. Migu that it's a mitzvah. We're matir to shatnez for the mitzvah. Putting on tcheles, we're also matir it for the mitzvah of putting on the lavan. You don't have to come on to migus. Just say pashit that talom osif shum davang. You're not being osif any yisr. When it already has chutei tcheles of tzemer, you're not adding on any yisr when you put on chutei tcheles of lavan. So that's the kasha. So what appears follows that when there are a lot of chutei tzemer and a beged of pishtan, so even though there's only one inyan of iser kalayim, nevertheless each of the chutim is a siba bifnei atzma for the iser of kalayim. And therefore, even though it's not nasir mitzad asiba shel chutei tcheles, nevertheless, it should be asir mitzad asiba of chutei lavan. And therefore, you need a migu. Migu that tcheles is okay, you're allowed to have shanis for the mitzvah of tzitzis, so to lavan. So you see from here that you can have one iser that's asir for two reasons. And each siba is a goyim bifnei atzma le'inyan ha'iser. So it's not pshat that every chut, like Rabbi Chanan wanted to say, as I'm understanding him, is an independent, it's another iser of kalayim. No, it's not that if there are four chutim of tzemer on a pishtan garment, there are four isurim of shatnez. No, there's only one iser, but there are four sibos. So you would think that when you put these two chutim of lavan on the garment, and the lavan is tzemer. It doesn't have to be tzemer, it could be pishtim. And it's a pishtim garment, so why use tzemer? So you would have now, with these two strings, a sibas ha'iser. You have a sibas ha'iser of shatnis. Each one is an independent sibas ha'iser. So you have inyan iser echod. That's aser machmen shtei sibas, and each sibas is a garden bifnei atzmo for the iser. So the chutei tcheles are one garim of iser, and the chutei lavan are another garim of iser, and that's why I need to come onto the migu that it's permitted. Otherwise, you would say, all right, it's not aser from the siba of tcheles, but it's aser from the siba of the lavan. Now, in the Kovet Se'oros in Siman Aleph, Ois Gimel, he writes, "Kmo kol advarim asurim, kugoin chelev v'dam, she'en isurim v'nei shana asur chelev v'dam, el esurim v'chol shav v'shav v'nei she'em achshav chelev v'dam." That if something is asur v'alts chelev v'dam, the isur isn't because they became chelev v'dam from the moment, because at one point they became chelev v'dam, so they're asur forever. But rather, their iser is because every moment they're chelev and dam. Right now, it's chelev and dam, so it's aser. And it's mistabel that way, because if we be mevatel the shame chelev, so then there'll be no more iser chelev. So if you say that it's aser because it was at one point chelev, so who cares if it's no longer as a shame chelev? It should still be aser. The answer is that the iser is because b'chol shah v'shah. At every moment that it's chelev, it is a new iser. And therefore, if it's the shame chelev is mizbatel, it's mutter. But as long as it has a shame chelev, it's aser. So, chayra, what the kovetzaris means, is that the iser of chelev and dam is mischadesh b'chol shah. Because now it's chelev and dam. According to this, it's hard to understand. So how do you have a din of Ein Isser Chal El Isser? Ein Isser Chal El Isser means that Isser 1 preceded Isser 2. But if the Isser is Mischadesh every second, then neither one preceded the other one, because every second is a new Isser. Who cares what was a minute ago? Right now there's a new Isser. And with this new Isser, there's another Isser that was Chal at the same second. Right, it was Chal a minute later, but that minute later, even the Isser that was already Chal a minute before is now taking effect anew. So it's at the same time as this new Isser, so there's no Ein Isser Chal El Isser. Because it's always going to be Bevas Achas, because it's Mischadish every second. So it's going to be simultaneous. There's nothing about what happened in the past. Past doesn't interest us. So it would appear Muchach from this that Be'emes, when the Isser, chelim and dam is chal, is really an isser oilam. Since mitzad hamatzav shel achshav, him chelim v'dam le'oilam. Since in the present situation, they'd be chelim and dam forever. So the chelim and dam is an isser oilam. And the isser doesn't have to be mischadesh every minute. But once it's chal la'olam. Takes effect forever. And that if it's your mivatel l'shem chelev, then the iser chelev is mizbatel, poikea iser chelev. That's based on what we explained in a different shir. We spoke this out in Yevamis and Avches, that there are two categories of sibois iser. One is the Siba al his Havus Isser, the Sibas Hagoyrein, what causes the Isser. And the second is the Siba Liyos Isser, in other words, the reason for the source and root of the Isser. There's what causes the Isser to come into effect, that affects the Isser, actualizes the Isser. And then there's the Siba that causes it to come into effect, but that it's the root of the Isser. It's the source and root of the Isser. For example, let's say you have an animal and it becomes an Avela. So the fact that it's an Avela is two things. A, the fact that it's an Avela causes the Isser to be Chal, causes the Hishavasa Isser. And also the fact that it's an Avela is the root of the Isser. Why is this Isser? Because it's an Avela. So the fact that it's an Avela caused the Isser to be Mishavet, to come into effect. And it's also the root of the Isser. So the fact that it's an Avela is the Siba HaGoyrin L'Isser. And it's also the Siba HaMakar V'Sherish L'Isser. Now the Siba HaGoyrin doesn't have to continue. Doesn't have to be constant. Since it caused the Isabasa Isser, we don't need it anymore. We just need it to cause the Isser to come into effect. It pressed the button, turned it on. The Isser is now activated. It activated the Isser, and it's not necessary anymore. However, the Sibas HaMokol, Tzorich Lios Kol Hazman, the reason for the source of the Isser has to be constant. Because that's the Mokor and Shorish Koch Isser. The Isser only has power because of its Mokor and its Shorish. And if the Sibas HaMakor is Mizbatel, Memela the Yisr is Mizbatel. Because there's no Shorish and Makor for the Yisr. And that's the reason why if the Shem Chelev is Mizbatel, the Yisr Chelev goes away. Because Chelev is the Sibas Makor of Shorish L'Yisr Chelev. And since Nifka Mimenu Shem Chelev, the Nisbatel Hasibas Makor Shel Yisr Chelev, Memela Paka Yisr Chelev, Kevin Shein Kan Oid Sheresh Umakor Yisr Chelev. If it's no longer called Chelev, then it no longer has a Siban Makor for the Yisr. Let's take the Dugma, lighting a bulb, a light bulb. You press the button, and the light bulb turns on. So the Sibas HaGoyrin of the lighting of the light bulb is pressing the button. What's the Sibas HaMakor? What's the reason for the source of this light? The answer is the Tachanat Chashmal. The electric company, where all the electricity is coming from, that's the Sheresh Isser. That's the Makor Isser. The Makor Isser is the Tachanat Chashmal, not the pressing of the button. The pressing of the button activated the Isser. But it activated an Isser that's coming from the Tachanat Chashmal. So similarly, by Nevela, what activated the Isser is that it became a Nevela. But this also, the fact that it's an Avela also causes it to continue to be Aser, and that has to be constant. So the Chelev and the Dam, when they become Aser, are Aser forever. The only thing is, in order, so it's not mischadesh every second. The moment there's a hisabasa iser, it's aser forever. But you can't take away the shoresh. You can't take away the makor. You can't take away the oxygen from the avera. The oxygen is that it still has a shem chelev and dam. It's like when someone's born. When someone's born, so they can have, you know, power to live a long, long time. But you take away their oxygen, they're going to die. And there you could argue that life is being mischadesh every second, which it is. But You could say that the person ba'atzmuso has the power to live. There just has to be something external coming in to make sure that it doesn't stop. So the chelev and the dam, the fact that it says Hashem chelev and dam, ensure that it remains aser. Really, originally when it becomes aser, it becomes an iser olam. So again, the mashal given by the editor of Rabbeinu Barbeinu's Shi'urim is the lechitzat kaftor and the chashmal. The lechitzat kaftor is the sibas ishabas iser. That's what causes it to come to effect. And the shem chelev is the makor v'sheresh isher, that if that goes away, then it's not aser anymore. As lefi dvareinu, efshar liyashev et kushiyat ha-beis ha-levi. How are you over on the lav of lo yechashev in a machshav ha-shni of shalai l'shma? Avei eno mafsid klum v'machshavto ha-shniya. You're not mafsid anything with the second machshav. So how are you over on lo yechashev? The hefsed of lo'ol l'baylu n'shem choyva was already done earlier by the first machshav of shalai l'shma. So based on what we said, it makes a lot of sense. Because the psul of shaloi lishma, begabe lo alu lebailim l'shem choyva, also needs a siba simoko. That siba will be the moko in the shorish of the psul shaloi lishma, begabe shaloi lebailim l'shem choyva. And that's because the carbon, even afterwards, is the same carbon that it was before. There's just a chalais psul. And if it would be shayich, then afterwards the psul would be batal, and the carbon would come back to its original kashrus. We paskin ba'alei chayim einam nitchim. So in theory, if when you had the first machshava shelo l'shma, so it made it shelo l'bailu l'shem choyva, and if in theory this psul would go away, then the carbon would go back to its original kashrus. Therefore, you need that there should always be a sibas makor of the psul of shelo l'shma. So it emerges according to this. When afterwards you have another psul shalal lishma, de machshav shniyah shalal lishma, that the carbon is now pasul is mitzad both machshavas, and there are two chaluyas of psul, because each one is a siba and a makor and a sharish of the psul shalal lishma on the carbon. In other words, this carbon, the first time you had a machshav of shalal lishma, so it makes it that it's lo alu b'alim shem choyva. But this has to stay with the carbon, because the second, if it would go away, this psul of machshev shalol lishma, then it'll be oil abayim l'shem choyva. So this psul sticks to the carbon every second. It's the sivan sharish. And now that a person has another psul machshava, that also sticks to the animal. So now there are two sibay sisser, because that relates to our hezbra that every isser has a sharish sabasa isser and then the sibasa isser. So what made this animal all about l'shem chov was the first thought. That's the siba of the sabas hapsul. But afterwards, and now it sticks to it, so now that's the makor and sharish of the psul. And when he has a second machshava shalal lishma, there's a second makor and sharish of psul. And therefore Rashi is correct in our sugya. The Rambam that is correct that a person's over even in the machshav shniyah and the lo yechashev, because there is hefsed kachim. What's causing the hefsed kachim? What's causing the psul of shalal lishma? Both machshavas. Lo yitzuri, the first machshav would go away, then it would be possible because of the second machshav. You're right. This havas iser is because of the first machshav, and then the first machshav of psula stays with the animal, and that's the makor and sharesh. Now that he has another machshava, so that's also a makor and sharish of the psul. It's not the hisavas of psul, but it's the makor and sherish of the psul that it's not all about l'shem chayva. So we have two psulim, two chalaisim of shalay l'shma. So the hefseid kachim is out both of them. And therefore yorvan lo yichoshev. That's pshat in Rashi and the Rambam. The only problem is we have the other Rashi. The other Rashi says Machshav is near Shlosh Mayirat Obran Lo Yichoshev, as we saw before. It's no good because it says Im Zevach Shlom Karbonai. There's Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. According to that Rashi, you're not over. It's L'Chara Stir and Rashi's. According to that Rashi, you're not over on because of L'Yach Hashem. But like upon him, we were Miyashi of the Rashi in Menachos, and the Rashi by us in Zvachim, that you're over on L'Yach Hashem, even for the second Machshav Psula, because now there are two Sivois for the Makor Sherish Eser. And Amir Tashem, in the next year, we will hopefully continue and see more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. And in the meantime, we already saw Niflos. So that was super Gavaldic. And please stay tuned, B'li Neder. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetie. And of course, we should never forget that Saif Dover HaKol Nishma Esa Elokim Yira Es Mitzvos of Shmo Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam.